This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Thanks so much for listening. We are broadcasting from Detroit, WDET Detroit. And it's been 40 years since Teamsters leader, the most famous head of the Teamsters union, Jimmy Hoffa, disappeared. Both of these voices, listen, in American history are silent. You got Bobby Kennedy as Attorney General questioning here union boss Jimmy Hoffa during congressional hearings back in the 1960s. Listen.
You deny that you made the statement?
I don't recall making it.
You deny that you made it?
I could have made a remark to somebody about something we've been talking about the day before, the day after.
You could have, but
just a figure of speech.
Yeah, I know it's a figure of speech. Whose back were you going to break?
Does it mean physically?
Well, then let's find out whose back you were going to break figuratively.
I don't know.
I don't know. Bobby Kennedy was assassinated in 1968, of course. Jimmy Hoffa disappeared back in 1975, last seen at a restaurant in suburban Detroit, not far from where I am sitting. Every few years since then, investigations have delved into his disappearance, all of them dead ends. This past week, another possible lead.
There are some new developments in one of the nation's most notorious cold cases.
Following a tip from a dying man, police are looking at this property in Roseville, Michigan.
His best recollection is that this body was interred the day of, the day after Mr. Hoffa disappeared.
They have taken soil samples. They've drilled down under the driveway.
Part of me wishes it is Mr. Hoffa, just to bring closure to his family and closure to the whole Detroit area.
Closure? No. Think again. Another dead end. But Quinn Kleinfelder, senior news editor at WDET, lives only a block and a half from where this latest Jimmy Hoffa evidence dig took place. Quinn, it's great to see you again. Welcome back to The Takeaway.
Thank you, John. Nice to see you.
So what a huge sort of news vortex you suddenly found yourself in. And it also is a history vortex because Jimmy Hoffa's disappearance is a piece of Detroit history.
It is. And it was also an extra cleaning bill for me. It took me like 3 hours to get that clay off my shoes from where they were digging, just trying to get past all that construction.
Remind us exactly of what they were doing. They'd gotten a tip of what, and then how did they go about trying to verify it?
There was a man who is suffering from terminal cancer, apparently, that had something he said he just couldn't live with and take to the grave. So he tipped off the author of a Hoffa book that he had, right around the time of Hoffa's disappearance, seen a body wrapped in plastic being buried under a driveway, where there now is a concrete shed. He had tipped off this author. The author tipped off the police. They were a little iffy on the timeline, if it actually added up. But then this guy swore that it was all the time that he saw the reports of Hoffa's disappearance that he saw this body being interred. And it went from there into what became a crowd spectacle, actually.
And what other theories and scenarios was this tip competing with in terms of what actually happened to Jimmy Hoffa?
It's so hard to know because you really don't know the exact facts yet of what happened to Hoffa. It was released not too long ago that the FBI had a memo where they believe that he actually had met people, as you said, at the Detroit restaurant, and that he was taken away and killed by people with ties to organized crime. So whenever anything that had to do with organized crime or thereof developed, then the tip would be taken seriously. In this case, the one in Roseville around from my house actually came from a place where it used to be a bookmaker lived, and he had ties to organized crime back in the days of Hoffa. So that was a time where, you know, this was something that they at least had to look at as a legitimate possibility. They did a sonar test there and found that the ground had been disturbed under this driveway. So they went from there and got a portable hydraulic out and started drilling in that area. As you say, though, you know, it's one in a slew of maybe Hoffa's here, maybe not.
Talking with Quinn Kleinfelder, senior news editor at WDET in Detroit. As you covered this story, obviously the entire Detroit press corps showed up, and there were some fly-ins probably from the national media. But did you see Hoffa aficionados, sort of Hoffa-obsessed people who've been following this story since the beginning?
That sounds so strange, doesn't it? Hoffa aficionados. It's amazing that it still would have this resonance. In some ways, it's almost like doing Nixon jokes. You know, is it still relevant at all? But yeah, there was about 150 people gathered right around this area watching this drill go through the cement floor of a shed. And when I would ask people, what are you guys doing here for? They said, this is history. They said, this could be history, we think. It's so hard to know. What did they expect to see? Somebody come up with, you know, a piece of cloth with a Teamsters button on it. You have no idea. But there's been so many theories. I mean, they've dug under swimming pools. They've dug in farms, tore up a guy's farm not too long ago. They had a tip from a TV that it was in a house, and they found blood on these floorboards. And tore up the floorboards in the house looking for Hoffa and then found that there was blood there, but it wasn't Hoffa's. I mean, you know, there's talk that he had been interred in the foundation of General Motors headquarters. Some mafia chieftain supposedly had a meeting and nodded there and said, hey, fellas, say good morning to Jimmy Hoffa.
Giant Stadium in New Jersey was one candidate.
Yeah, I was looking at research on this. They actually had some emails that had been sent, and one said, tell Eli to stop dancing on my head, signed Jimmy. So...
Well, we laugh, but, you know, you cover this as well as a reporter here at WDET in Detroit. The organized labor movement in the United States today, would Jimmy Hoffa recognize it if he were to poke his head out and go, hey, what's going on here?
I don't know. He'd recognize his son, certainly. I've talked to him a number of times, who is the current head of the Teamsters and looks almost just like his son. But when the clip they were playing to begin with, where Bobby Kennedy and Hoffa were going back and forth, and as you quite rightly said, both voices silent now. It is something that's very different in a lot of ways. You know, they supposedly cleaned up their act. They got out of any ties to organized crime and strong-arming people, which was all the allegations back at the time that they were having those hearings. And, you know, labor has lost some of the clout that it would still have. At the same time, the Obama campaign in circa 2008 went to great lengths to woo the Teamsters to their side, to try to, because they had wanted to do business with the Bush administration, and they had gone away from the Democratic Party. So there still is a fair amount of clout that unions overall can swing in an election or even with a work stoppage in this day and, you know, age of the economic climate that we're in. So Hoffa probably would recognize at least a fair amount of it.
Well, the ironies are you know, part of what makes this history so fascinating. Quinn Kleinfelder, senior news editor at WDET, yet another dead end in the search for what happened to Jimmy Hoffa back in 1975. Thanks, Quinn.
Thank you, John.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.